Well, today we have a guest joining us to talk a little bit about the 139th annual Old Soldiers Reunion in Griswold. Ted Marciniak is with us here this morning to visit. Ted, how are you today?
I'm well. Thank you for having me. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you very much. I've got this giant flyer here in front of me that has all the information about the Soldiers Reunion. If it's on a wall or a window somewhere, you really can't miss it.
Yeah, that was the plan.
Well, you've got a three-day event, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, July 9th, 10th, and 11th. Let's start with some Friday activities. Going to start in the evening with quite a bit jammed in that evening.
Yeah. So we're starting with a small kickoff event at It's the big kickoff event Friday night. We're having our Queen contest, followed by the Peterson Brothers. And I don't know if you're familiar with them. If you're not, they're think Weird Al Yankovic, but for agriculture. They parody popular songs and make them about farming and agriculture. So we're super excited that they're coming. They're from Kansas, so they'll be here in Griswold Friday night. And then after them, we're going to be having our boys and girls. We'll be doing the a flag ceremony, followed by a fireworks show, and then our East of Omaha venue will also have a music event if that is more your scene also.
Yeah, you bet. Well, yeah, lots of good variety of stuff there too. Well, it sounds like kind of a fun night, and this is free entertainment.
Yes, yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. Hey, I got to ask you, what's a neon fun run?
So it's a color run. Where it's like a 5K and then they like throw neon color at you while you run. So you're all lit up and stuff. And then it like glows in the dark.
All right. So, and then you can go hit the water fights and wash it all off.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay. It works out great for you. All right. A lot of stuff on Friday night. Want to dive into Saturday, July 10th, because you've got a lot going on that day. Going to start early. We're going to get them fed. And then you've got, plenty of stuff throughout the day.
Yeah, so the big change for Saturday as to years past is the parade will be in the morning as opposed to the afternoon. Mm-hmm. That has been traditional. And the thought is, if they come in for the morning, for the breakfast fundraiser for the fire station, we'll have the parade. And then, we'll stay in town for all the other events that are going on. So we move the parade into the morning. So it's not also in the direct heat of the midday of July in Iowa. So that should help, the participants in the parade stay cooler.
Yeah. Is there a theme for the parade this year?
So the theme for the reunion event for the weekend is past, present, and future.
Okay, very good. Well, I know a lot of folks are kind of anxious to get out and have a party again because last year was last year, So
exactly.
The more we can give them to do, the better.
That was exactly our thinking. So thank all of our sponsors this year who have helped put on the event because, like you're saying, just based off of what last year was, we really wanted to give a party to make up for what was last year. So,
yeah, you bet. Well, pancake breakfast at the fire station to kind of get things going. Tractor show, you expect that to be a big one?
Yep. It'll be right off the highway, available right after the parade to come. The kids can come check out the tractors. The mud bog race also will be right after the parade. We're expecting a big turnout there too. So.
Yeah, and all that, of course, leads into the 10 o'clock in the morning parade. Now, is it like usual, the line up at the high school and head on toward downtown?
Exactly, yep. So there's the road march, which I guess, so this is also my first year out here. But I guess it'll the road march starts at Creighton University, the retreat center.
Mm-hmm.
And then they walk to the school, and then that once they get there is when the parade will start.
All right, and using pretty much the usual parade route?
Exactly. Yep.
Okay.
That's
excellent.
My understanding.
Okay. Well, after the parade, we don't slow down. You've got lots going on for everybody, really, for kids, for youngsters, for folks who just want to maybe just observe.
Yeah. So at the after the parade concludes, we'll have the beer garden from the from the Legion for the older folks, of mm-hmm. course. And then for the families, we'll have carnival games. We'll have a petting zoo. We'll have food for food vendors will be here. Pony rides. The dung tank will have our city employees, so myself included, the mayor, and those events will help raise money for the American Legion for next year's events. So,
okay, very good. Yeah, lots of good stuff, carnival kind of stuff for the kids and things to keep mm-hmm. them busy throughout the day. It says speaker Darren Crow. What's that?
Yeah, so the our library is putting on a show at the community building. Darren Crow will be speaking on the history of prisoners of war from Iowa. So that kind of goes with the theme of the, you know, because the reunion is the American Legion's event, so it kind of ties in.
Sure. Okay. Well, good. The museum will be open this weekend?
Yep. Oh, yep.
Good. Good. A lot of opportunity there. And if you have not been to the Cass County Historical Museum down there, do take the time to do so. There's a lot there. There are way more things than you would ever imagine that have historical significance here in the county. And you'll actually learn a little bit about it, whether you're not from here and you moved here, or you are actually from here and thought you knew everything, you will find out some new things. So make sure you check that out, too. And air conditioned, too, so you can get out of the heat for a bit if you'd like, right?
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, and speaking of the museum, I, you know, am not from here, and I love it because I'm a museum buff, and there is, like you said, there's so much that the museum has to offer that you wouldn't even think about, you know, the miniature barns, there's a lot, and it's an amazing experience, so I definitely encourage people to check it out.
Yeah, and they do have some items that rotate, too, so just because you may have been there recently doesn't mean you've seen the most recent things they have there. So, yeah,
right.
Check that out. Street dance in the evening.
Mm-hmm. Yep, East Omaha, again, will be putting that on, and then that'll be Saturday night at East Omaha.
Okay. I guess I kind of glossed over. Friday night you're going to do a fireworks display, too, right?
Yep. That'll be at the high school at the football field starting at 10 o'clock.
Okay, so look for that on Friday. If you didn't get enough fireworks during the 4th of July, you're going to get more.
Exactly.
So you're good there. All right.
Yep.
Well, then Sunday, a few activities to kind of round out the day. Talk about what you have on Sunday.
Yep, so Sunday, again, will be the carnival games. We'll have the dunk tank still available. The petting zoo will still be here. And then we'll have a home run derby put on by our Little League board. Again, and all proceeds of the home run derby will go towards the Legion, and then they'll have food available from the concession stand.
All right. Well, I don't want to gloss over too much about the food because we do love our food. Good variety all throughout the weekend.
Yeah, that's the hope. We'll have snow cones and cotton candy for sale to help fund the Legion. And then we'll have funnel cakes and just a bunch of stuff in town. So, and then, you know, Dusty's will be open, of course. So.
Very good. Well, I love the contrast, too. I was looking at the giant flyer here, and, of course, you have the giant flyer, which is the way 139 years ago they probably promoted this when they started. But also on that giant flyer, you've got a QR code, so it's all coming up into the modern age.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep. So past, present, and future.
Yep. So if folks want to know more, I guess that's one way to do it. If you've got that smartphone in your pocket, you could just scan that. It'll tell you more. If they don't have that, Ted, how would they find out more? Are you online?
Yeah, we are. So there's actually a website. It's oldsoldiersreunion.com, and that has the location and everything you would need to know about the weekend. So oldsoldiersreunion.com.
Easy enough to find. Easy enough to remember. Very good. Well, a lot of folks put a lot of effort into putting this all together, and we do always appreciate the Legion folks getting together to help to coordinate and organize an event like this. It's just kind of fun to get back together again, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're looking to do. You know, COVID hit everybody hard, and we're just trying to, you know, move past it in a big way. So that's the hope, and we hope everybody can make it out for, you know, the 3-day weekend here in Griswold.
Fingers crossed that the weather is good for you. Friday, July 9th, Saturday, July 10th, Sunday, July 11th. Just head into Griswold and follow the crowd. You'll be able to find everything that's going on. Ted, appreciate the time here today. Thank you so much. Good luck with the program, and have fun with the days.
Yes, thank you, and we hope to see you there.